In just the last few weeks, more than 1,000 Yellowstone Park bison have been slaughtered. They'd left the national park in search of winter grass, and they were killed because many of them carry a disease that's deadly to unborn calves, and thus a huge threat to the region's livestock. Reporter Elsa Partan talked to two Montana ranchers who have very different views on how to handle bison who stray from Yellowstone.
In West Yellowstone, Montana, snow-covered mountains are the backdrop to a long, skinny lake. The Madison River snakes back and forth across the valley. Lumbering silently out of Yellowstone Park are dozens of American bison, also known as buffalo. The biggest stand 6 feet tall at the shoulder and weigh 2,000 pounds. Their black humps are striking against the snow, an icon come to life. This is one of two places where bison leave the park in big numbers, and they go wherever they can find grass. Eight bison stand in front of a timeshare condominium. This is Ann Stovall's neighborhood.
This is just a small herd of mostly females with last year's baby bison, and they are pregnant with this year's baby bison, too. They are going to have some babies.
Stovall is 53, weathered by a pack-a-day Marlboro habit and a lifetime working outside. Her grandfather homesteaded this land, and she still uses the cabin he built in 1938. As a teenager, she helped her uncle and a nearby rancher by checking on their cattle.
It was like I got to where I could spot a cow with pink eye from quite a ways off. I could spot a cow with hoof rot. I could spot a cow that had diphtheria. It was hands-on experience.
Stovall is a loud bison supporter. It goes back, she says, to the first time she saw a government agency killing bison that had left the park in the 1980s.
And they just started shooting them. They started dropping them, but they didn't shoot them and kill them. Those bison were still trying to get up, but they just shoot one, drive on, shoot another one, drive on, shoot another one. And to have that happen right outside your front window was crap.
Today, the Montana Department of Livestock corrals the bison that leave the park here and sends them to a slaughterhouse. But Stovall says rounding up bison using snowmobiles and horses isn't right either.
They run them till the calves fall on the ground and can't run anymore, and then they still continue to push them. I mean, cattlemen don't do that with their cows. Why should they do that with bison?
Stovall says the state should stop slaughtering bison and spend the money on good fences for cattle ranchers instead. But the Montana Department of Livestock says putting up miles of fencing is expensive, impractical, and may have bad consequences for other wild animals. The department says the slaughter program is the best solution they have to keep bison away from cattle.
The orange tags are registered cows. I couldn't tell you the age. My kid can tell you the age of that cow.
62-year-old Bill Myers stands among his beef cows with their calves, some born just a few days ago. He'll fatten them on the sweet summer grass just a few miles from Ann Stovall's cabin. But he hopes the bison will be long gone by then. That's because Yellowstone's bison represent one of the last reservoirs of the disease brucellosis. It makes pregnant cows abort, a big financial hit for ranchers. In the 1950s, Bill Myers' father was in charge of testing cattle for brucellosis in this area. To this day, if a test comes back positive, regulations say the whole herd must be slaughtered.
And my dad has always told me, he said, you'd never seen anything till you seen a grown man that just lost his lifetime of work sitting on the back steps of his house bawling. And I always believed him.
The family tradition of ranching continues. Myers has two grown sons living in their own houses on the ranch. He says it's too risky for his family to let bison stay near his summer fields, where he feeds up to 200 head of cattle.
That's a third of our income. That's what keeps these two boys on the ranch and that little grandkid able to be here. If I lost a third of this income on this ranch, we'd be broke. We are broke, but we'd be broker.
Montanans like Ann Stovall acknowledge that about 50% of Yellowstone's bison do carry brucellosis. Still, she points out that there's never been a case of bison transmitting it to cattle, and she adds that other wildlife carry the disease, including elk, which have passed it on. The Montana Department of Livestock responds that a much lower percentage of elk carry brucellosis, and the fact that there are no cases of bison transmitting the disease to cattle just means their capture and slaughter program is working. For NPR News, I'm Elsa Partan.